So you may have heard there are two stages of Buddhist teachings, Sutra and Tantra. So part one of this book is Sutra, part two of this book is Tantra. And although the instructions presented here, they come from Buddha Shakyamuni, of course. They are coming through Buddhist masters, such as Atisha, who's an Indian Buddhist master, and Jesong Kapa, who's a Tibetan Buddhist master, and our present teachers. So there's a lineage. These are authentic teachings of Buddha in an unbroken lineage. They're not made up by somebody thinking, how will I sell a best-selling book? And then they make up mixing Buddha's teachings with other things. This is just Buddha's teachings, exactly as Buddha taught, but with a special presentation for people living in the modern world. This book is called Modern Buddhism because its presentation of Dharma is designed especially for the people of the modern world. So we have certain characteristics. We have no time, for example. So we need it like this, like, hurry up, Genla Dekyon. Let's get to the point. I haven't got long. And we want clear, simple, practical, effective. We have such busy lives. We have very short concentration span. Like, there's so many characteristics of the people of the modern world. We've got access to information about everything. We're well informed. So blind faith doesn't really work. We're well informed. So this presentation is for us. My intention in writing this book is to give the reader strong encouragement to develop and maintain compassion and wisdom. If everyone sincerely practices the path of compassion and wisdom, so it's an inner path, my mind of compassion, my mind of wisdom, getting stronger, stronger, stronger. If everybody does that, all their problems will be solved and never arise again. So that's the answer. That's the scientific method. Compassion and wisdom. We train in compassion, we train in wisdom. Our problems will diminish, 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 till there's none. All our problems will be solved. You need to imagine yourself as a person with no problems, no suffering, no pain. Because if we can't imagine becoming that person, we'll get no inspiration to train in compassion and wisdom. Everybody here, everybody in this country, everybody in this world can solve their human problems through training in compassion and wisdom. So let's show how that's the truth. So one of the wonderful things about Manjusri KMC is people can see. You know, when people come for a cup of coffee and a fruit scone with jam and Rhoda's clotted cream, and their dog is under their table with a bowl of water, and people think, I love coming to this place. The people are kind and friendly. And in general, that's true. Sometimes their delusions get the better of them, but in general, that's true. And people think, I don't know what they do here, these Buddhists, but it seems to be producing good results. People feel the peace. So just coming for a coffee, for a walk in the woods, people begin to think, I wonder what they're learning, because it seems to be working for them. And I don't mean people like me, you know, the full enchilada. Lay people, family people, professional people. So we need to practice Buddhist teachings because there's no other real method to solve human problems. So initially when we hear that, we're not sure it's true. Later when we understand more and we've experienced more, we know that it is true. We need to practice Buddhist teachings because there is no other real method to solve human problems.